This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
When the Wildcats of Northwestern University kick off against the Minnesota Golden Gophers on Saturday, there's going to be a slight change at Ryan Field. No peanuts in the concession stands. Northwestern is holding its first peanut-free day, aimed at making life just a little bit easier for fans with allergies. Marketplace's Noel King looks at allergy economics.
Mike Poliski, a spokesman for Northwestern, said the idea for peanut-free day came from a concerned parent.
We received a phone call from a very passionate father,
whose son is an incoming freshman with a peanut allergy. Peanut-free day isn't free. Concessionaires at Ryan Field sell a lot of bags of peanuts each game.
It's somewhere in the 1,500 to 2,000 range.
And 50,000 seats need to be hosed down to make sure they're free of peanut residue.
Power washing is involved, I know that.
But Poliski stresses that for Northwestern, money isn't the issue. Peanut-free days have been cropping up in professional and college sports stadiums lately, and some airlines don't carry peanuts on certain flights. So are peanut growers, sellers, and shellers taking a hit? Marty Kanan says no. He's president and CEO of King Nut Companies, which supply snack nuts for some North American airlines.
We also have product offerings that are nut-free, so snack mixes, fruit mixes, and trail mixes. So we've grown as a company because of the need to have some peanut-free items.
And Sherry Coleman Collins with the National Peanut Board, a marketing organization, says sales of peanuts and peanut butter continue to grow.
Well, people love it. You know, peanut butter and peanuts are foods that we know are nutritious, and they're affordable, and they're delicious.
Northwestern's Poliski says the school might try another peanut-free day, maybe even during basketball season. But the salty snacks will be back in concessions next week. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.